listen while you list. VMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio, where the host's mind is in excellent used condition and his shortcomings significantly not as described. Here's Griff.
This segment's brought to you by BubbleFast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Well, shipping can make or break your business on eBay. Packing items correctly, getting them out of the door on time, and most of all, making sure you've covered the freight. Well, here now to share her shipping wisdom is Bev England. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller Sammy Cantu. She's the owner of eBay store Grandma Bev's Stuff. Bev, how do you determine shipping costs?
Well, you need to do this before it's time to ship it. And a lot of people haven't gotten this through their brain yet, but when you go to list an item, you have to have a scale so that you can weigh it. And you have to know what kind of packaging you're going to put it in. If the item is 48 inches wide by 24 by 24, it's going to be an oversized box, and it's going to cost you more than a 12 by 12 by 12 box. Go on eBay, buy a scale.
So when you list, before you list, you know all this, correct?
You have to. Otherwise, you're either going to cheat yourself or you're going to really overprice for your customer.
So exactly how do you determine the shipping cost? What do you look at? Where do you go to find that out?
I personally have charts that I've pulled up from the post office. Stamps.com had a chart that came out when they had the postal increase. I keep that all handy in front of me. But if you have the weight and the dimensions and you put that in on eBay, it'll pull up the right cost.
So can we do either or?
Either or. Now, if you're putting free shipping in, you want to be able to see that cost in front of you before you calculate, because free shipping is only free to the buyer. And I know this sounds utterly stupid, but I've heard too many sellers say, I offered free shipping, but eBay charged me. They took it out of my PayPal account.
They. I don't know how to answer that question.
You've got to understand.
My mic off.
You have to understand, as a seller, someone is paying for shipping. And if you're offering it to your buyer free, that shipping's still coming out of your account. So if you've got an item that you're selling for $10 and it weighs 5 pounds, chances are you're not selling it for a high enough dollar amount to cover the shipping cost.
That makes sense.
I've seen people do it.
Yeah.
So what do you use for packing materials? Do you use recycled? What do you do?
And recycled materials. Yes, I do use some recycled materials. In fact, I have a man in the area whose company receives parts in, and they come in big, huge boxes with poly bags that are 6x6 filled with packing peanuts. Hmm. And he will call me every 2 or 3 months and say, Bev, I've got a few packing peanuts for you, meaning 2 or 3 truckloads full. I use recycled. But there are some things you should never, ever use recycled for. People do not like cereal boxes.
I've gotten things in cereal boxes.
No, we have, yes.
I've yet to get one in a pizza box, which would really throw me. But
well, and there was a cute post within the last couple weeks on Facebook. A guy came home and his mom said to him, you got a package in the mail today. It's in the freezer. Freezer? He goes over there and he looks at it. And I can't remember what the item was, but on the packaging with it, it said, keep frozen. So he assumed his wife purchased something.
No, 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 no.
And the wife came home and said, I didn't order anything. Pulled it out, opened it up. It was either something for electronic games or a remote.
Yeah.
But they had packed it in this box for something else that needed to stay frozen.
I know.
So he put it in the freezer. Why not?
Yeah, so now he's got a frozen remote. What can you do?
So our lesson,
you have to thaw it out.
Our lesson is, yes, it's perfectly acceptable to use recycled items, recycled packing materials, but please remember, you know, to
you're use, a professional. You're,
yes, exactly. Right. And you know something that I want to bring up something here.
Right.
Back in the day of eBay, back in the old days, it was important for people to say, I am a small seller, I am a mother, I have 20 children, I'm a grandmother, here's my cutesy stuff, and that was okay. But we are now competing, are we not, Bev and Griff, with professional sellers, and we need to make ourselves look professional.
Well, there's no distinction, let's make that clear, right? There's no distinction, when you're selling on eBay, as far as buyers are concerned, right?
Well, but when you get, when I got that cereal box, when I got that scarf inside that cereal box, I immediately thought in my head was not a professional seller. Scarf was fine, but it doesn't look professional. And it doesn't take much to look professional is my point. So why not?
Hmm.
And you have to, being a seller, you have to put yourself in the buyer's shoes. When you get this packaging, are you going to be happy?
Yeah.
And Griff, I guess what I was saying, because I didn't want to let anybody think that eBay doesn't care about small sellers. Yes, eBay loves and does care about small sellers. They're the base of what eBay's all about. My only point to you is, why not make yourself look professional? You're in this to make money. You are a professional. Why not use the cereal box? Because it doesn't look professional. That's all. So,
and with the fact that we're all getting, I shouldn't say we're all, store owners are getting coupons for free eBay shipping supplies.
Yes.
Use your coupons. Get the supplies. It's not going to hurt you.
Do you enclose a packing slip?
Personally, I don't. But I know a lot of people that do, and I understand it. I enclose a business card that has my name, address, phone number, username. You need something in that package with an address. Because should, God forbid, that label get damaged and the post office has to open up the package, at least they'll have something in there to track back who it goes to.
Oh, that's good. What I do is I print out the packing slip, and then I write a little note on it with a happy face.
But make sure your packing slip has an address on it.
Okay.
I mean, that.
I will do that.
It's very nice to say thank you. People like seeing that. But for post office reasons, we want an address on it.
Makes perfect sense to me. So, a lot of people have their own strategy for this particular topic, but how do you handle combined shipping?
And it can be very tricky. For some items, you can set up rules. If you were selling, let's say, movies, you could put $2.75 for the first movie. Each additional movie will cost you 40 cents. And if you're shipping media mail, you've covered yourself. But if someone buys a movie and a shirt, now you can't use the media mail. Now you have to go with regular postal mail. Take two of them, combine them, weigh them on a scale together. What are you shipping them in? A box, a poly bag? Put that on the scale, too. Get the actual weight. And now you can look at a chart and see, oh, 1 to 2 pounds, and this is going to 90210. You'll know how much it's going to cost. You can give them a combined rate.
Bev, what's a scan sheet?
That's the post office, and sellers need to know this. When you're printing out all your labels for shipping, if you're printing them through eBay and you're printing them all at one time, there's also a scan sheet that can be printed. Now, when the mailman comes to your house to pick up your packages, he has a sheet from the post office that says you schedule the pickup of 8 packages. The scan sheet, when they scan that in, all the packages that you printed labels for, the post office now shows as accepted because they've got them in their hand. So those scan sheets become invaluable. You don't have a mailman standing at your door scanning in 8, 20 packages. One sheet, he's done.
Got it. So that's an important sheet.
Oh, yes, very important. And it's also important to remember, you really want to print these labels up at your house and not go to the post office. You're going to pay more money shipping going to the post office than you will out of your house.
If
you print them online, it's much less expensive than if you go to the post office and say, okay, can we ship this?
Beverly, it's always a pleasure to speak with you.
Thanks, Bev. This segment was brought to you by Bubble Fast. Up next, what you need to know about taxes when we come back with eBay Radio.
Many online sellers suffer from email overload. ShaverWorld's Marguerite Garigian and her 4 colleagues field hundreds of emails monthly from multiple selling channels. It got easier once they discovered Reply Manager.
We would have to log into one store, check emails, log out, check into another store, respond to emails, log out. It was very long and arduous. Reply Manager, everything just came into one inbox.
She appreciates how Reply Manager keeps track of correspondence.
eBay emails. You don't see the thread. If the customer responds, you have to go into your sent items, read what you wrote, come back. It was very tedious and time-consuming and frustrating. The Reply Manager just solved all of that.
Marguerite and her colleagues found Reply Manager easy to learn and use.
It's really user-friendly and instinctive.
Reply Manager enables Marguerite and her colleagues to deal with customer emails faster and more efficiently. It can work for you, too. Visit ReplyManager.com.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
You know that networking can help you get ahead in business. Now, it can even help you stock your eBay store. BeStock Sourcing is the world's largest network of liquidation marketplaces. They feature returned and overstock inventory directly from top retailers and manufacturers, including Walmart, Home Depot, Wayfair, and QVC. You'll find dozens of popular product categories, from accessories to wine coolers. Best of all, there are no middlemen or price markups. You buy right from the retailer or manufacturer via online auction. Just go to BeStockSourcing.com to see what's available, apply to the marketplace offering the merchandise you want, attach a reseller certificate, and then bid to win. The BeStock Sourcing Network offers you profitable choices by the pallet or the truckload. That's BeStockSourcing.com, a better way to buy liquidation inventory.